I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see a sunny sky today and a high near 19 degrees, but it may never feel even that warm, as northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour will push the wind chill below zero for most of the day. A Carbondale location is joining others to offer nighttime warmth. The Gaia House Interfaith Center is open from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. as a warming station during the bitterly cold weather. Gaia House is located on the corner of Grand Avenue and Illinois Avenue in Carbondale. Some area hospitals have temporarily changed their visitation recommendations in an effort to protect patients, staff, and the visitors from the flu. Heartland Regional Medical Center, SIH hospitals, and SSM hospitals are requesting anyone with flu-like symptoms to avoid visiting patients until those symptoms are gone. They're also limiting rooms to no more than two visitors at a time and no visitors under the age of 18, with certain exceptions. SSM infection prevention nurse Deborah Manning says they've had more than 100 positive cases of the flu this week. She says if you didn't get a flu shot yet, it's still not too late.
Oftentimes, though, when you take the flu vaccine consistently, it will lessen the severity of your symptoms. So that's why we advise, even though in a year that there is a mismatch, to go ahead and have your flu vaccine, because it can lessen the severity and the length of the symptoms.
Vaccines are produced based on what strains are currently circulating around the world. Manning says the mismatch happens when the influenza virus changes as a survival mechanism for the virus. That makes some vaccines not as effective. Illinois began offering a new limited tax credit this week for donations to private school tuition scholarships. Such programs have taken off in other states, but as Dusty Rhodes explains, it's off to a slower start here.
On Tuesday morning, when the tax credits became available, donors pledged almost $1 million per minute for about half an hour. Then, over the next 24 hours, just another $6 million. That's slow compared to other states like Georgia, where such tax credits typically get snapped up within minutes. Rabbi Shlomo Sikora, one of the chief advocates for the plan, says that's because Illinois' program is still new.
When these programs are launched in any state, it takes time for people to get used to it. So, for example, even in Georgia, where it's a dollar-for-dollar credit, for the first few years, it took months until they hit their $50 million cap.
Illinois has capped its program at $100 million. Donors get 75% tax credit for gifts up to $1.3 million. There are similar incentives in 18 other states, though most offer a higher credit and have a lower cap. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Tracking statistics from the moving company United Van Lines indicate Americans are still headed west, while parts of the Northeast and Midwest are losing people. Three of the top four destination states are in the west: Oregon, Idaho, and Nevada. I'm Jennifer Fuller.